the story, get it in there somewhere, that, okay, if we gather images of great, beautiful buildings, ruins, but also restored as far as they can actually know that they looked, pretty much at least. And we look at them, it's easy to imagine a civilization. I mean, just look at the old Rome and go to Rome and see how people lived back then, how their floors looked, which were great pieces of art that we can hardly make today. Their furniture, their household items, their clothes. And I know, for instance, that the people who were grown-ups, adults, when I was a kid, if they would, then back in the late 50s, early 60s, if they would then be transported to a world as it is now, they would get nervous breakdowns. They would say, what happened? The world just went down the slippery slope here. And we can talk a lot about why, and that's what could go in here in the book to show that how we have this Kali Yuga. We can use that perspective, for instance, or in principle, the golden age and the so on, the silver and the bronze and the iron age, in terms of there being not an evolution but a devolution, really. Yeah, that could be the theme here, or at least suggest that possibility. Because I think it's even stated there in the Srimad Bhagavatam, the old Puranas, that in this age of Kali, people will be quarrelsome and it's a dark age, and but people will also be very proud and think that they are the best ever. Or I don't know if it's stated there, but I think that's pretty much the tendency sometimes. And people are losing culture and part of decadence, that we are the greatest that ever were. So yeah, we can kind of build that into the storyline of the story, the very general timeline, big timeline that we're talking about here, or the time cosmos, because what we're doing here is building a cosmos, and it's a space-time included in there, but it's also, of course, the subtle mental astral cosmos and so on, the three worlds and the seven worlds and the 14 worlds. So, yep.